This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I'm a different person on social media. I'm like, oh, so good to hear from you, but then I'm going to go hide from me when I see you at Walmart.
9.
If I look bored when you spend 30 minutes showing me all your tattoos, it's because I'm bored when you spend 30 minutes showing me all your tattoos.
Paige.
Crazy is as crazy does. You cannot fix stupid or crazy.
Fat Boy.
I told my son I didn't have the internet when I was growing up. If I wanted to see boobs, I had to do it the old-fashioned way. Beg my buddy's sister to flash me.
The Rise Guys. Mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
When he answers, just talk to him as though it's the two of you talking. Then once you spill the beans,
okay,
we'll let him know he's on the radio.
Out.
All right, here we go. It's truth and consequences. God, this is going to be one for the books here. This is something else. Fat Boy's dialing away right now. He's chucking. I can tell he's laughing. I see his shoulders bouncing from behind. He can't keep it together. All right, here we go. Shh, shh,
shh. Hello.
Hey, honey. Did you get my text?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. Are you good? Everything okay?
Yeah. Nothing too much. Got a couple minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I was just about to grab a bite. Are you good? What's up?
Yeah. Well, I kind of want to talk to you about something. I know it's really odd to do it and over the phone and it's early and everything, but I just really need to get it out there.
Jeez, what's going on? Is everything okay? Are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm good. It's just what's about the, you know, the threesome that we have been kind of planning, and I want to talk about it, and I know whenever we talk about it, you get like so excited, like a kid in a candy store, and like, I want us to get the best person possible, you know what I mean?
Listen, look, what do you expect? I mean, it's exciting, right? I mean, what dude wouldn't want his woman to be with another hot woman, you know? I mean, what's the big deal? I mean,
yeah.
I'm excited. I'm hyped up. I'm ready to go.
I know you're ready, and, like, the idea, like, is exciting to me, too, and, like, we've been, you know, looking forward to this, and I know that this is a fantasy that a lot of guys have, and I want to do that for you, too, but I just think maybe the timing isn't exactly right.
Oh, man, booby. Are you having second thoughts now? I mean, what's going on?
No, I just... You know, I think these things take time. I've been doing a lot of research. I've been looking at a lot of profiles. And
you've been doing your diligence, I know. And, you know, maybe I need to pitch in on this research, right?
Yeah, I mean, like we talked that we don't want to be friends with whoever it is, but... But maybe we need to spend a little time and get to know the person a little bit.
Right. Quality time. Definitely. Extra overtime with that person, right? I mean, look, it's all going to be good, sweetheart. I mean, just, to, you know, I know you got some cold feet. It's okay.
Okay.
Are you crying?
No, I just feel really bad about telling you how I really feel, and I just don't know how to say it.
Look, the whole thing is supposed to be fun, you know? It's not supposed
yeah.
to be some kind of, like, you know, tension-filled. I can feel the tension from you right now. It's not supposed to be complicated.
Right. I know. And like, it's
not worth it if it is. If it's complicated, it's not even worth doing, you know?
I think that we should both like look our best and be our best. And I just have a little concerns. I don't know how to tell you.
Look our best.
Guys, I don't know. Can you help me?
I mean, I guess. I just got a sneaking suspicion that dude realizes that he's on the radio and he's trying to save a little face here this morning. Is that... Do you realize you're on the radio right now, sir?
Dude, I don't realize anything. Who the hell are you?
Okay. It's the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet. We're live on the radio right now, but I feel like for some reason the way you handled that, you already knew that. But regardless, obviously, this is your wife, and... I mean, you promise you don't know you're on the radio right now, or didn't know you were on the radio, and you're not just trying to save face? Because I think if I knew that this was about to hit me, I would say, how can I handle this with style and grace? How can I handle this? I would say, oh, yeah, this is exciting. Yeah, you know. You really didn't know you were on the radio. You're that much of a dork. I mean, you're that much of a just a...
He just got... Called fat, as he called a fat dork.
Well, it just seemed weird.
I feel sorry for him now.
But regardless, all right, go through it and tell him, like, how you feel.
Sweetheart, what is this? What the hell is this?
I'm sorry, honey. I called the Wise Guys Morning Show because I wanted to show you that, like, I'm really committed to this. I'm putting it out there that it's anonymous. They don't know who you are at all. Like,
let me cut through
anything,
this.
Okay?
She said that she has been looking around at some of the other couples that are available, and that this is her saying this. I ain't seen you. I tried to look you up. I can't find you.
First, we know you're hot.
She said that you need to lose some weight. This is her saying this.
This is her.
She said you need
this
to.
This is Boobie.
You're too big.
Sweetheart.
This is her.
You could. Why didn't you just tell me face to face? I mean, you don't need to call some freaking hillbilly morning show.
Mother effort! you look it up.
That's uncalled for, Chubby.
Tell him, dork. I was sitting here trying to be nice to you about it. God.
I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt.
So what? Okay, I got to lose a few pounds. Who cares? What difference is it? How many of your listeners need to lose weight?
How many of us need to lose weight, Dork?
Chubby?
Too fat to get some.
Let her get her point across, though. Yeah, honey, I mean, you said over the past, six or 8 months, he's just put on a lot of weight. He don't give a crap about himself anymore, you said?
That's right. Honey, like, you stop going to the gym. Like, the way that you eat
off.
Is disgusting.
That is completely off base. Listen, of course I eat. You got to live. You got to eat to live, right? I mean, what do you expect me to fast?
No, I mean, but make healthy choices.
Okay, y'all work that.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about your diet.
Yeah,
we just wanted to tell you you're too fat to get in threesome.
That's what she said. That's what she said. I didn't say it. I ain't seen you. She just said that's why this is a little prolonged here. You know what? You called us a hillbilly. I take offense to that.
I know.
You know what she said?
Put down the moonshine and argue with you.
You go back and listen to this. I'm not telling you anything. She said that she was ashamed to post your photo.
Yeah, ashamed.
How does that make you feel
ashamed.
Right now?
Look, I guarantee
how's that make you feel right now?
If I look up that morning team, there's some fat guys on that morning team.
No crap!
Yeah.
Three.
I mean, nobody's telling us we're too fat for a threesome.
Honey, this isn't about them, okay? It's about how I feel, and I'm sorry that I had to do it in this way, but I just didn't know how to tell you, and I was looking for them for some advice.
It's like they're in junior high. Like you're going to some junior high guys for some advice on telling my husband that he's fat. You know, they're just making fun of me. That's all they're doing.
You called us hillbillies first. I was on your side. Kinda.
Yeah, I was totally on your side when that happened. That made
they
me turn
really
on you.
On
I felt
side.
Bad for you.
Yeah,
I would have been on your side, but there was no room.
Oh, come on, man. You don't need this.
Look at that. It's juvenile. It's juvenile. They're making fun of me like I'm in grade school. Yeah. You know, hey, fatty, what are you going to give me a wedgie now?
You back that ass
what
up.
What the hell?
Again, I was on your side, but you started talking bad to us first, man. That's what happened here, you victim complex having Tub of something?
Son of a bitch.
Like, make yourself, you started talking mess, and you act like a victim now.
You're tapping my phone like the FBI. You know what I mean?
She
like,
gave
I'm
us the phone number,
Dillweed.
Your wife did that, not us. Get mad at her. She's the one saying you're too fat for a threesome.
Believe me, I'm mad at her.
Well, act like you're mad at her. Quit taking out on us, you passive-aggressive douche.
Fat dork.
Oh, come on now. He really is catching it now.
I can understand now.
Well, this came out of nowhere, you know.
You douche. It's ridiculous, man. I mean, sweetheart, let's get off of these guys.
Yes.
Okay? Get on a girl.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'll talk about this privately, but, you know, hey, I've put on a couple pounds. Who hasn't?
Not me.
Do you think think you could maybe lose, say, 30 pounds in the next 3 months or
That's
something?
That's unreasonable.
What? Well, I mean, after breakfast, because I was about to sit down and eat breakfast. So, you know what? You got it. You got a deal. I've got some,
you know, you knew. You totally
knew. I'm about to dig into No, I didn't. I have no idea what the hell is going on. Like, you think everybody is in tune with your morning show?
No,
like,
I'm not even saying that. It just the way
care?
The
she
way
told
you
I care about
acting
your morning
was
show.
Just. I'm not saying anything about the morning show, Chunky. I'm talking about the fact that that you were just calling us hillbillies. I got a little twang. So what?
Listen. That, you know, the fact that you know you're from sort of a web foot area of the country, that's your business.
Oh,
dude.
This is a transplant we got on the phone.
Of course, you couldn't tell.
All right,
look, I you're the one who's calling me fat. You're calling me
your wife.
This morning
did.
She did
telling me that I'm fat.
Matt
and
called you a dork. We didn't call you fat.
Know, well, look at the fat guy. Look at the fat guy. Like, what the hell is this?
You know, if you know what, if you did take offense to that, then I will apologize. If you take back the fact that I sound like a hillbilly.
All right, I'm going to take
that back. All
right, that's
a deal then. All right, fine.
Can you burn calories arguing?
I still think you knew, though.
Oh,
all right, regardless, we have to say goodbye. There are some top sponsors that want to spread their word, so we say goodbye to you, sir. And I've been nice and not said either one of your names yet, and I got them right in front of me. So, you know.
Please don't. Oh, my God.
I'm not going to. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to keep this as anonymous as possible.
Thank
right.
you. I apologize for his rudeness, honey.
No, we called him off guard. I get it.
And then Matt called him a dork.
We
fighting.
Took it back.
Don't
we're on even
apologize
place.
Apologize them.
Hey, I thought we were good now.
We're trying to be good.
Hang up on him.
He don't want to be good.
I hung up on him.
He don't want to be friends with us.
He's mean.
Well, again, I thought it sounded not even contrived, but the way he was like, yeah, this is exciting. Yeah, you know, it was like Michael Scott talking about having a threesome. I mean, they're really from The Office. It was very, and then, but we did catch him off guard. I get that.
We did.
I don't know how to react. I still think he knew and was just trying to save old face, but regardless.
He's trying to go at us instead. If he's mad at her, he's mad at her.
Yeah.
Well, he's mad at us because he's mad at her.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm fine. What's up?
I don't know. You look all, excuse me. Pardon, I didn't mean to kick you.
Pardon my knee.
What's happening? Did you log into the bank account? What? Why are you so fidgety?
Oh, no.
Get your yo-yo.
I know better than to look into the yo-yo of the bank account today. I'll wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll log in there first thing in the morning.
But if I shouldn't have brought it up, I shouldn't have brought it up, but you...
Oh, no, I'm arguing about something dumb on text.
Oh, okay.
You can totally bring it. It's stupid.
Oh, it's stupid. Well, if it's dumb, I don't care.
I'm arguing with people in George of the Jungle Gym on text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About what?
That's 72341. The CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. If you ever want to argue with any of us, we'll do it some.
We're available.
It was fun.
No, he was asking me if I left that bottle of spit in the toy aisle the other day. Which is weird because the text conversation started from a snap I posted from a big box retailer at 6:30 Sunday morning of a bottle. It was a Dr. Pepper bottle, and it clearly was dip spit, but it was sitting on the toy aisle in a store. You can guess which one.
Yeah.
And for some reason, 4 days later, P1 George of the Jungle Gym asked me if I left it sitting there, and it started an argument.
Oh.
The answer is yes, I did leave it sitting there.
So it was somebody left in the toy aisle. What'd you do? Was this a snap?
Yeah, it was on Snapchat.
Okay, so you took a picture and said, oh, look, it's a dip bottle at Walmart or wherever you were.
Yeah, if you want to know where I'm shopping at 6:30 on Sunday mornings, what I'm up to at weird times on weird days, 9 from TRG on Snap, go ahead.
That is odd.
Yeah.
At 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, dude, it was great. I was in there, like, walking on the sticky bathroom on video and stuff. Sticky bathroom floor is awesome. And then I see this on the
What are you doing in the bathroom?
I had to go.
So
I had to use the restroom.
I thought you said the dip bottle or whatever was on in the toy aisle.
It was. That's just one of the snaps I posted. I was in the bathroom, then I was in the toy department, the grocery section. I was all over the place, you know?
I got you.
Yeah, but the thing about the dip bottle, it's just sitting on a shelf in the toy aisle, and it's like half full of dip spit in a Dr. Pepper bottle.
Walmart sells those now.
I don't think they do. Yeah. No, it's just something that someone carelessly left there probably Saturday night walking around buzzed, you know, after dinner.
It's amazing no one's made a dip bottle for sale. Like, people would buy it. They buy, if Yeti put out a dip bottle, dude. God bless.
I was thinking what you meant was like a dip bottle Heidekan. Like, it looks like it's half full of Dr. Pepper, and it's got, like, grains of tobacco on the sides of it. And then you unscrew it and hide your drugs in it. Nobody's going to look in that damn thing. It's dip spit.
I'd like to share a funny story with you. Nine and I were at a friend's house 8 years ago, at least. And we were sitting there, and I was intoxicated. I'd been drinking. This was a weekend, late night kind of thing.
All right.
And I go over to a shelf and pick up a Dr. Pepper bottle and start opening it like I'm going to drink it.
Yeah.
It was a Hideaway bottle. I had no clue. Oh. I started, but you should have seen what was in it.
Not Dr. Pepper.
No.
Money.
It was a Hideaway bottle.
I got a bottle.
You do?
Yeah, but I don't dip. I'll tell you what I do. You see this little ring right here that comes on your 20-ounce drinks?
Yeah.
It's a little plastic ring. I'll chew on them. But when you chew on it, you know, you're going to get some spit. So I'll spit it in the bottle.
You spit just saliva into a bottle.
Yeah, it's not dip. But it's still, I keep a bottle around in the car, and then I'll chunk it.
Is this some kind of weight loss effort?
No, it's just a bad habit. When I get a 20-ounce, I'll peel the ring off of my teeth and start chewing it.
Yeah. When you weigh in Monday, you have to bring your spit bottle and put it on there with you. Because that's cheating.
Well, you'd also have to bring all his bowel movements from the last 2 weeks and weigh them, too.
Well, most of them are here.
Back it up.
We go get them.
But yeah, he asked me if I left the dip bottle in the toy aisle. And
of
I
course
said,
you did. I don't work here, right?
I said,
that?
Yeah. And then he proceeds to get mad at me. And why would you do that? And I'm like, because I had my hands full and it was gross. I don't know. Just for starters.
Well, what's his point of view? Oh, what if some kid picks it up and drinks it?
Probably the comment I made on my snap is that, you know what? Bunch of animals that's sitting here and some kid's going to come in here and drink this later. And then I just walked off and left it sitting there.
Yeah. Put some hair on his chest when he gets a hold of it.
So I guess he thought that since I thought a kid was going to come in there and drink it, that, yeah. He said a kid probably did come in there and drink it, and then I could have stopped it from happening, but I didn't. I'm like, dude.
Is he trolling you or being sarcastic, or do you think he's really like...
The way it keeps going, he seems to like be passionate about it.
Will you block him now?
Nah.
No.
I don't ever block anybody.
Yeah.
Well, from anything.
I have a good time at it. Yeah. Wow, it's been done. Portable spittoons. Yeah.
A lot of people were texting that website.
That's wonderful.
Oh, wow. Jeremy Clement's not a part of that either. It's odd.
Look at Jeff.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I couldn't.
Okay, well, I got to get one of them mirrors like people who have their driveways in like a blind spot or something where I can put it up here so I can see Jeff behind me.
A rear view mirror?
Yeah. But Jeff, just throw things at me if you want to. I don't care.
I will stand by my position of not removing.
Put that chair down.
Hey, like I told the guy, I'll say this here. Mm-hmm. Between their employees, the dude who left it there, the kid's parents, and the kid knowing that Dr. Pepper ain't got chunks of stuff in it, surely the kid can. I'm not the last line of defense.
Right.
Hopefully the kid has parents, the store has employees, the person who left it there could have removed it, somebody who just happens to have gloves on could pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
There's any number of things. There's any number of layers between me and that kid drinking dip spit.
That's right.
And it's not my fault.
Selena, am I saying that right?
That's correct.
Selena's in action.
You got it.
Hey, Selena.
Hi, how are you?
Good, you?
Fine.
Good. What can we do for you?
Oh, he was talking about dip bottles being ordered. You used to kid back when I was younger.
You used to get ordered dip bottles?
Well, it was a dip container like a bottle.
Are you talking like a spittoon? Or are you talking about like some...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, a spittoon.
It was kind of like a spittoon, but it had a cap on it that you could spit down in and carry it around with you.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, it was a cup fit in your cup holder, and then it had a big, like, open mouth on it.
Oh, wow.
You could spit into it, and there'd be a little hole, and then be like, yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah.
You could order it. Looked like something Adam and Eve would sell, didn't it?
Nah. That's where they get all that.
Those things were sickening.
No, I'm telling you what. Selena, you call anytime, honey. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Is that who that was?
That thank you was that. That's a famous thank you. She's been on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Me and Fatboy at the same time. Like, we got.
Are you ready?
Man. Yeah. Let's compare it.
Thank you.
That was her.
Oh no.
Wow. That's forever old.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Anytime. Why don't you just take a syringe and then, you know, suck the dip juice out that way? You could shoot it at somebody.
Well, why is it that anybody would think if you saw that you're going to suddenly become an employee of the business and pick it up?
I don't know. I mean,
like here's a great example. If you're out, like, say, if you're outside in the parking lot of that place and you see trash blow by, do you go pick it up?
No.
Yeah.
No, if I get
I don't
out,
work there.
If I get out and there's like almost step in a dirty diaper, I do not pick
it
up.
God,
always, dude. Always.
You always step in it?
No. Dirty diapers on parking lots of Walmarts and other big box retailers.
A lot of places. The first time I ever stepped in it, like I stepped out of my pickup truck in the parking lot of a dollar store, and I about fell down because I stepped in a full diaper as I stepped on the ground.
It looked like Jamiroquai sliding across the parking lot.
They're from New York. That's why we get them.
Yeah.
I've
seen plenty of people changing kids in parking lots and stuff. You know, I mean, you can tell when somebody's got a kid in the back seat laid out on the seat just changing the diaper. You can tell when somebody's doing that. If I ever see you leave that diaper in that parking lot, I'm going to come give you what for? Verbally.
Good.
I'm not going to come attack you in front of your child, but I'm
going to
yell at you and film you and Snapchat you and make fun of you.
Key your car.
I'm going to roast you and you might jump on me.
Cut your tires.
Scare the kid worse than seeing him get hit.
I'm not going to like scream. I'm just going to make fun.
Yeah.
Get him back for what you had to suffer.
You will get these nucks.
Get these nucks.
And hopefully they're out of diapers by the time they really know what's going on. You know?
Yeah, you don't want another one thrown
at you. They
should
be. Yeah.
Oof.
You're changing an 8-year-old's diaper. I'm going to see something's wrong and let you do it.
Yeah, you can't pick that up, though. That's an employee issue.
Yeah.
You get the carts, you change the trash cans, you get people to fish, and then you do that. Yeah, that's your job, 51s.
But your tone now sounds like I'm complaining about the employees, and I'm not at all.
No.
A giant store, and they can't pick up everything everybody leaves sitting as soon as it gets left there.
Right.
They're supposed to.
At least you can find their employees. There's another big box retailer. I swear to God, nobody works there.
Dude.
Nobody works there because I self-checkout, and no one greeted me.
When I need home improvement supplies.
Yeah.
When I need home improvement supplies.
It's like a ghost town, dude.
9 out of 10 people don't want to be at work at those places for some reason. They're just like, I mean, not lazy as hell. Just don't want to be there. Just get some mad if you need help with something. Like, you got 48 aisles. I don't know where to find what I need.
Anyway. I went to one of those home improvement stores the other day, and I was asking where something was.
Yeah.
And the guy, he didn't even look at me. He goes, I said, where is the nails? And he's like,
hardware.
Follow me. And then he doesn't even look at me. He does like this. Follow me. And like he's directing me to follow him. And I'm like,
follow me.
You know what? How about a smile, you son of a bitch?
But I will say this about any home improvement store I've ever been to in my entire life, regardless of where it was or what it was called or who ran it.
Who?
9 out of 10 employees were lazy and didn't want to be there. But that 10th one picked up everybody's slack.
Yeah.
Because that 10th employee is just an all-star go-getter in those stores.
Because usually working with a semi-retired crotchety old man, he used to have his own plumbing business, but, you know, since 2008, he's had to help you find tees and elbows and watch you try to put them together because you don't know what the hell you're doing.
I know.
He's usually the go-getter.
Yep. Follow me.
Follow me.
I used to do it, but you ain't going to do it half as good as me.
Follow me. Follow me.
It's beneath me to give you directions. Yeah. Follow me, allow you.
You want nylon? You want PVC? 1 inch? 2 inch? You need some cleaner.
Follow me.
You need some glue. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Platter. So let's go to line 2 and talk to Anonymous in Parts Unknown. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm getting ready for work.
Okay. Me too.
Yeah.
I only put on my top at home, and then I get dressed when I get finished getting here.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, mornings like this, though, it's very difficult.
Yeah, a little chilly.
Yeah. So you're getting ready for work, and you hear this the All Advice show. So what kind of problem you got? Or maybe a friend of yours has this problem. Who could it be?
Well, no, it's my little issue at work. Mm-hmm. So I've been hooking up with a guy that I work with. It's totally just a casual hookup, because we work really closely together on a project in the office, and we hit it off, and it's really purely just casual sex. And this is like, I'm telling you, this is the first time that I've ever had like a real job with benefits. It's great money, and I don't want to screw it up because this hooking up at work is kind of frowned upon. Mm-hmm. And the thing is I know that this guy likes me a lot, like probably way more than I like him.
Oh, yeah, that man, that tends to happen. I mean, it does, like the friends with benefits. And from what I see, well, I was about to say, usually it's the guy who goes head over heels, but I've seen it both ways, actually, where the girl gets emotionally involved. And somebody usually does, because I mean, sex is a big part of a relationship, and if you flow there, you think, well, maybe let's see how we flow conversationally or maybe cohabitating or something like that. So,
wait a minute. That's how you sex flow and then let's talk to each other?
I'm saying when the church was saying sex, don't do sex before marriage, is the divorce rate was crazy. And it's because people were – that's a huge part of a relationship. Now, it's not the foundation of it. But a lot of times if people are like, this sex is incredible, maybe we would work together as an actual relationship. Somebody usually ends up thinking that way.
That's backing into a relationship.
Big time, literally.
Yeah.
Back that thing up. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, like, oh, man, this is great sex. Now let's see if we don't hate each other.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So how many times was this is this hookup happening? I mean, was it once a week? Was it every other day or just very, very casual?
It's casual. I mean, we've been on and off, I guess, for about 3 months now. Yeah. So probably, I don't know, give or take, like maybe 12 times.
Okay.
We've been together.
All right. So that's about once a week then.
Four times a month. Yeah.
Okay.
About once a week for 3 months. Yeah.
Now I have to ask this too. May I ask your general age? It's just, I'll follow that up with another question.
No, sure. I'm 25.
You ever been married?
No.
Okay. No. It sounds like somebody who's never going to be married. I think she's comfortable living on her own, maybe.
I mean, one day I want to get married, but I want to live my life.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that you work very closely with. So.
I can't figure out how to break it off with him without creating a bunch of drama.
Mm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Does anybody else at work know? Like, is he...
At this point, he is really trying to date me. He won't let it go. He comes up to my cubicle constantly trying to talk to me. And I don't know what people know. I haven't said anything, but people know that he's definitely flirting with me. Definitely, it's obvious with the way that he acts around me.
Yeah.
I think everybody must think that he, at the very least, that he has a crush on me. But I need to break it off with him. I really do. I just don't think it's a good idea to date someone at work. And he's talking to me like he's actually my boyfriend.
Oh man.
Oh, okay.
And you got Valentine's Day coming up.
Oh, you don't want dozens of roses on your desk.
Oh boy. There's gonna be a trail from her car to her cubicle of roses.
Yeah.
No.
From his car to her cubicle.
Well, yeah. It'd make sense, wouldn't it? How would he know where she's gonna park? Wow.
Oh no, I can't have that. I feel almost afraid that he would quit his job.
Oh, no.
Dang,
girlfriend, putting it on strong.
Boy.
Yeah. Wow.
Just so that he could date me. I feel like that's how clingy and weird he is.
You should put that on your resume. Oh, no. You should put that on your resume that I am so good at what I do. A guy was going to quit his job to be with me.
So are you saying, like, you know, if you went and you talked to him, like, hey, I don't think we should be doing this because we work together, then he'd be like, oh, well, I'll go get a different job so we can keep doing this.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm projecting, but I just don't. I'm just looking for the advice on how to not make this less dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really have no interest in dating him. And especially now that he's all clingy and weird, I'm just looking for the best advice.
Have there been any exchange of photos of nudity?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I mean, I think he might have a picture saved somewhere, maybe on Snapchat, but no
so
nudity.
So yes, there is then.
Well, maybe something.
Maybe something on Snapchat. Okay.
Maybe. Maybe. But there's no nudies.
Mm.
Okay. So nothing. Okay. Maybe something tantalizing, but not naked.
Nudies. Okay. So,
yeah.
As we all come to a conclusion on this, if you have some advice for her, get your own thing. Again, 1-800-774-0093. Who initiated this at the beginning? Who started the... Because eventually somebody has to... I don't know how you broach the subject. How do you say, hey, you want to hook up? Like, how does one say that to somebody?
Know.
Like, how do you say, hey, look, I think you're hot. I don't want to date you. But I am into having sex. People don't say DTF anymore. What's the thing you put out there?
I don't know.
It used to be on Snapchat. It was the puppy face with the tongue sticking out. It was always the same.
I don't know, man. It's all foreign to me.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, we like I said, we work closely together on a project in the office, and you know, one day early on, we went out after work, after our work hours, to discuss our project even further, and we went out for drinks, and, you know, everything could just kind of escalated from there. But, you know, I just don't want to be seen or known as the office slut or anything. I don't want anybody getting in trouble. I don't want to ruin anybody's reputation.
Yeah.
I just would like a nice, clean break, and I would like to move on. So how in the heck do I do that with a guy like this?
And we don't think that when he says, hey, you, what are you doing this evening, or, you know, this and that, you don't think constant, you know, if you say, oh, I'm busy, he won't take the hint. You have to literally say to him, hey, I have to be career-minded, I have to put my job first kind of thing. I mean, who knows how he's going to take that?
Yeah. That's the problem with a casual hookup, is somebody always winds up wanting more than that.
I've often
tried
to get...
That's why you don't do this.
I don't believe in inter-work relationships. I've often tried to get Paige fired so that she and I could finally date, but I thought more of the show than to do that.
Yeah.
Paige, how does a woman feel about this?
I know, but, you know, and I'm asking you guys how you're going to feel after she says, look, I'm not into you, so we can't date anymore. It didn't work out. Are you going
to
want
to
work
I'd rather
with her?
She straight up tell me that than to keep saying, oh, I'm busy. Like, I'm the guy who has to be told probably 3 or 4 times I'm busy before I get it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I just want to call up and say this. Your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.